This program is brought to you by Chefs Collaborative, a nonprofit with a mission to inspire, educate, and celebrate chefs and food professionals building a better food system. Change menus, change lives. Learn more at chefscollaborative.org.
Thank you for listening to Heritage Radio Network. We are a member-supported nonprofit food radio station. That means that every single thing we do, from broadcasting 35 weekly shows for free, to bringing you exclusive content from sold-out food events across the country, to offering scholarships to high school students, is only possible thanks to the support of our loyal members. And we want you to join the club. Become a member during our 2017 summer drive to get access to sweet swag and pledge your support to the world's only food radio station. Visit heritageradionetwork.org/donate to become a member now.
This is Cynthia Cherish Malloran, Reverend and DJ Cherish the Love, and you are listening to Wedding Cake on Heritage Radio Network. So before I forget, let me tell you how to reach out to me and get my attention on social media, Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at DJ Cherish the Love. That's love spelled L-U-V and hashtag using Wedding Cake, all one word, Heritage underscore radio and hashtag Rev Love. Woo! Welcome to the eighth episode of the first season of Wedding Cake, a sweet revenge on my own wedding day years ago when I didn't get to have cake because I eloped in Vegas. So that marriage didn't work out, but I still love weddings. I love DJing them. I love writing ceremonies and officiating them. And I even love coordinating surprise marriage proposals around New York City. So go to my website, djcherishthelove.com, love spelled L-U-V. Reach out to me if you are planning on popping the question. I can coach you. And together we can make it epic. And the best part of this show, every week we get to eat wedding cake on air. Because I'm not bitter and I love love, I decided I should have my cake every week and eat it too. So if you need a DJ for your wedding or want me to officiate or write your ceremony, just hit me up and check out my previous episode on how to hire an awesome DJ for your big day. So speaking of DJing, I, DJ Cherish the Love, am Whole Foods New York City's official DJ, so come hang and eat and listen to my select tunes every first Tuesday of every month, 6 to 8 p.m., Bryant Park, New York City. See you August 1st. Last weekend, I DJed at Wash on Western for a million drops and went shopping at Whole Foods 365 in L.A. for things we can give the homeless, like personal wipes, bottled water, protein bars. It was wonderful. I donate my pay from Whole Foods to fun and charitable excursions, which I like to call Play It Forward. So this August 11th, I will be DJing at Rockwood Music Hall. And I know it's shocking because it's not really a place you often see a DJ, but somehow I'm in there. And I'll be spinning classics and unsigned and indie artists. So please send me your tracks and I'll put it out into the world. Send your tracks to DJ Cherish the Loves, love spelled L-U-V, at gmail.com. Oh, and also, I will soon be starting as resident DJ of Urban Vegan Kitchen, so stay tuned for more info on that. So follow me on Instagram at DJ Cherish the Love. So you might remember my voice from previous shows on Heritage Radio Network, my previous one called Primary Food. It hasn't gone away. It still very much lives, so search for it on iTunes and Stitcher, because there are many, many gems about life and creativity and my healing from cancer. I will be back on the primary food, but since it is wedding season, I figured we should all have cake and talk about love. So listeners, listen up. You can call in live. Grab a pen, a pencil. 718-497-2128. Again, 718-497-2128. This show, Wedding Cake, is produced by Heritage Radio Network, a nonprofit member-supported radio station devoted to all things food. Help keep Heritage Radio Network alive by becoming a member today. Go to heritageradionetwork.org and click on the beating heart to donate. Do it now. I will love you forever. So again, you can call in live 718-497-2128 to join me and today's guest sitting here with me, Penny Stankiewicz, sublime cake maker from Sugar Couture here in New York City, in Brooklyn, right?
In Brooklyn and Williamsburg.
Awesome. And a TV host, clairvoyant, and more. Rockstar shaman. Allison Charles here to field your relationship guidance calls. I think I'm actually going to be brave enough to have you do my reading today on air.
Wonderful.
I had to think about that. I was like, do I want to know what I really want to know?
Right.
And I think I want to know. And in upcoming episodes, we will have the Forever Bridesmaid. She's joining us from LA to tell us about her crazy wedding experiences, 13 weddings and counting. And lots of other fun guests to come in and talk about wedding stuff. So come on, subscribe. Become a member at heritageradionetwork.org. So today's wedding cake that we are nibbling on as we talk, sitting right in front of me, is from Penny's Cake Studio, Sugar Couture.
Yes.
Well, first of all, studio. Let's talk about that you call it a studio and not a bakery. Love this.
Mm-hmm. I'm an artist.
You know, we need to make you a t-shirt that just says, I'm an artist. And should there be like a hashtag duh underneath
duh.
It? So talk about that some more. You know, it's not just, you're not just baking cakes. You're creating.
I'm telling people stories. I'm making memories. You know, you come to me, you don't just want a cake. You want something that really represents you. And that's what I try to do.
I absolutely love that.
I wonder, what is that process like? Because you have to tap into your gifts, probably. I mean, we all have our own individual ways of how I rattle and burn Palo Santo. But, like, when someone's describing, I mean, you must be very visionary and you have
Penny,
to...
Penny, do you shake a bag of sugar?
I love that you call me visionary. That's amazing. Actually, I have a film background. So I've always told stories. That's what I do. I tell stories. And I think that people know what they want, even if they don't know what they want. And they tell you in various different ways. And I think that one of my superpowers is reading between the lines and kind of pulling that out of them. So it's a creative process. It's a little hard for some people who aren't used to creative processes to understand that, like, you throw everything out and you see kind of where it goes and how it develops and that, you know, it's kind of a give and take. But it's a really interesting process.
And there's so much trust in the creative process, right?
There has to be.
The total surrender and trust and just knowing you're going to land where you're supposed to land with it all. I bet you get a lot of nervous, like, people sometimes, though, too, right?
Absolutely. Because it's custom. So you never really know how it's going to go or what it's really going to be like. And then you have to, over the years, I've learned a little bit better, how to embrace what it becomes. Because there's an idea of what you think it's going to become, and you do a sketch and you have an idea. But sometimes it veers. And
isn't
you have to learn to go with it.
Better than what you envisioned?
It's certainly a surprise, right? So not knowing that that was going to come is a blessing, kind of. A blessing
I love that. That is so, that makes cake making for me on a whole other level more interesting than before. Now that I'm seeing it as an art form and not just fulfilling something that you need for an event, the blurb on your site, which I love, Custom Cake Studio, Sugar Couture creates unforgettable custom wedding cakes and event cakes that make lasting impressions and delicious memories. Each cake is as unique as our clients. We pride ourselves on our attention to detail and artistic touch. We are storytellers, your story in cake. Oh, tell us more.
I'm sold. Whenever I get married, I am hollering at you.
I'm going to get married just to have a cake by you.
You don't need to get married. Like, we can make you a cake.
Like a Tuesday cake.
Yeah.
Like goddess, queen, hello, recognize cake.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to do this.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to document every slice I have and when I have it.
And how it's making you feel that day.
Yes. Okay, tell us more about your cake making process and where you're located.
Okay, so I'm located in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. I've been doing this for about 14 years now. I did not set out to do it. It kind of just happened for me.
I need to know about that.
Okay, super short because you don't have 5 hours. I was a filmmaker. I was on a documentary. It lasted 7 years.
Whoa,
I was losing my mind. I was so bored. I went to pastry school on the weekends for fun. And I didn't really have an intention. I just loved cooking. I loved food. I loved baking specifically. And I got to the end of it, and it was chocolate and sugar and cake. and all of the stuff that you could be really creative with. And then you can make it in like a week's time, and then you never had to look at it again. And after a film that lasted 7 years, that sounded really, really good to me.
Oh, that's so funny.
Whoa. Is that film, do we know of that film? Did it ever reach, did it go out?
Is it still, are they still working on it?
Still editing.
You know, I have to be careful what I say, but there's a strong possibility that the people involved with it are re-editing it and reissuing it in one way or another.
It's the forever film.
It's kind of the forever film.
Okay, okay.
It was on an artist. His name was Robert Wilson, is Robert Wilson. He's incredibly prolific. He'd been working since the 60s. And so he had this massive body of work. So one of the challenges of the film was sort of like, you know, going through all of this incredible archival footage and deducing it down, or reducing it, I should say, down to, you know, a 90-minute film.
And how long does it take to make a cake?
A week. Anyway, I mean, like, depends on what the cake is, but somewhere in the vicinity of 10 to 40 hours, depending upon how intricate it is.
Wow.
And that can be spread out over time.
Actually, I'm really humbled by that. I didn't realize that. Well, of course, the more ornate the cake. Well, tell us, like, what is the first 5 hours? What's the next 5 hours? What is that like?
So think about how the phone calls go. And I'm spending, you know, 20 minutes on the phone just even introducing myself to you. And then there's a meeting sometimes. And that's an hour to an hour and a half getting to know you, what your event is about, you know, how you're planning it, what your colors are, what your themes are, who you are. And then it's broken down into baking, making any pieces that have to be done in advance that have to dry or need time to sort of set up. And then towards the end, like the day before, you're putting it all together.
Ah.
And do you think that this is your calling, to be this cake visionary that you are?
Ooh. I like to think there's many callings.
Yes. Good for you.
Yeah.
It's my calling to eat it.
There you go.
I know that for sure.
I'm feeling called to that cake that's sitting on the table in front of us.
Yeah, you know, dig in. So tell us about this wonderful cake that you have brought in for us today.
So I brought you my signature flavor, which is a lemon ginger cake.
Yum, yum,
and
yum.
It has a passion fruit buttercream.
Yum, yum, yum.
Hands
yum.
Down, it's our customer's favorite.
Yum, yum, yum. Okay, and why did these flavors become so popular?
You know, I think that with wedding cake, a lot of people want something that everyone's going to like, and they tend to be a little bit hesitant to order something that might be a little bit out there. So lemon ginger passion fruit, it sounds sexy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, who doesn't want that on a menu? You hear that, you want to eat that.
Yeah, it is really sexy.
It is kind of sexy.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
But it's really just a lemon cake on steroids. It's very accessible to a lot of different palates. It's also, it's very bright. So after a long, heavy feast meal that you have at a wedding, it's really good to end it with something that's vibrant and light.
Can I reach over there and take
please,
a bite?
Oh, you have
please.
To. That's why it's sitting
pardon
there.
Pardon me, folks.
Do you have a favorite cake that you have ever made?
This is probably, you mean like physically?
Yeah.
No, my next one is
next
my favorite one.
What an answer.
Yeah.
I love that answer. I don't know how you guys do it, because honestly, it is to me like, you make this precious, delicious thing. Every time I see someone cut open their cake, it hurts me.
Oh,
not
my God.
Me. Not me.
This cake is so freaking good. And I'm trying to watch my sugar content. I'm really...
And she's like...
I'm really trying to watch how much sugar I'm taking in.
Taking this one.
I took the biggest bite. I love my... Oh, my God. This is so incredible. It melts in your mouth. Oh, wow. That was a good, nice call on that. Yeah.
All right. It's my turn.
Cake boner.
Oh, my God. That's
it melts, right? The frosting just disintegrates.
You know what? It's that buttercream. Mm. You know when you have a bad buttercream?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, this is amazing.
Thank you.
Wow. I'm really, truly impressed. I'm not just saying
thank
that.
Thank you. I
it's
really appreciate
incredible.
That.
Incredible.
What were you expecting? It's so pretty.
I don't know. Not you know that.
Honestly, so many times people actually think wedding cake isn't going to taste good.
Sometimes it doesn't,
it
Penny.
Doesn't.
That's
I
why.
I know. So
this
their expectations
cake next
are
to me,
really
the
low.
Fake one tastes like shit.
Yeah, well.
But it looks great.
But it's long lasting.
I love it. So, so wonderful. So tell us again where you're located, where can people hire you, and how do they contact you, your Instagram, all of that?
Absolutely. So again, I'm in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, but I service the entire New York City and tri-state area. You can find me at sugar-couture.com and sugar_couture for Instagram, which is where most of the new and recent photos are posted.
Do you ever have to ship? Can you ship a cake?
How do you ship a cake? Yeah.
Some people ship cakes. Very, very few people ship cakes. It's very complicated, yeah. And I don't do it.
Yeah, it sounds like not fun to do that.
If it can be driven, we can get it there.
Okay.
Even driving it sounds so...
Yeah,
so
my husband gave up a long time ago on the deliveries. That's like, you know how IKEA is like a potential divorce? Every delivery is a potential divorce, so.
Oh, yikes. I had a cake driven here a couple of episodes ago, and when the guys got out of the car, I was like, hey, and they were so stressed out. Because they were like, yeah. We were holding this cake, and it was just bouncing around the car. And we're like, oh, it's here. Even if it was busted up, I'd still eat it.
Yeah, especially in New York, you know, trying to travel around
potholes.
The city.
Oof. Potholes.
Taxi drivers.
I love it, Penny. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
Sugar Couture sweetens the deal with custom handmade wedding cakes and confections that make lasting impressions and delicious memories. I love that. So I'm reading right off the site. I love what you wrote. Whether you're searching for your perfect wedding cake, groom's cake, or party cake, or my Tuesday cake, random Tuesday cake, Sugar Couture can take inspiration from you to create whatever you're dreaming of. The online cake portfolio is made up of some of Sugar Couture's previous wedding cakes and party cakes to help inspire you. But everything that comes from this creative company studio, which I love, is completely custom made just for you. No detail is missed, and flavor is always top priority. Sugar Couture, located in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, and can deliver cakes right to you, locally, long distance. Thank you.
Amazing.
For this cake. I mean, so many reasons why today is awesome. This episode, our other guests as well. Today is a big deal, because we're fielding calls from people who want to create a reason to have some wedding cake, right? We're going to be fielding calls from people who want to get to the wedding stage, but will need to sort out their relationship stuff, right? In order to get there. And again, the number is 718-497-2128. And we are here with Rockstar Shaman.
Hello.
Allison.
Hello.
Charles.
Hi.
So tell us a bit about your process and guidance for couples, for people who want to talk about relationship things.
Sure. Yeah. You know, every healer, mystic, sage, clairvoyant, shaman, good witch, whatever you want to call us, we've all got our own ways of like tapping in and tuning in and accessing this divine information that wants to flow in. I am a practicing shaman, a very public one. I'm based here in New York City. And so if you go to my Instagram, you'll see the videos I've already taken of us in the studio. So you will see the rattle that I have in here. And it was so funny. Thank you again for the Palo Santo.
You're welcome.
It's so rare. I cannot recall the last time. I'm always carrying around Palo Santo. I'm kind of like a dealer of that. And I arrive here today and you blessed me with two pieces. So thank you.
And these are pieces from Ecuador when I was DJing, teaching DJing to the orphanage. There. It was just Palo Santo everywhere.
Yeah. So I work a lot with that. I brought some as well. So I burn that because that's filled with such high spiritual intelligence. So anytime you smell it, it's my belief that that is the purpose of and why Palo Santo is here on planet Earth. It's to help us reconnect and to help us remember. And it cleanses away any untruths, anything lower realm. And then it helps you click back into, I see, I hear, I feel. Okay, I'm awake now. And so I burn that around my aura and all around my chakras. Like I said, I have the rattle. And then another thing that I'm currently working with that I love is this oil of gold. And I'm happy to share it with either of you. Zero pressure, of course. But these two alchemists out in Taos, New Mexico, it's this whole complicated process of osmosis and running it through salt and all of this stuff. But it is the highest frequency on the planet. And they put a drop underneath your tongue. It burns for a few seconds, but you receive it in with honor. And it connects you to ascended magic. Master energy. It's very upper chakra. And I won't give away too much, but the first time I tried a drop of it, I could really definitely feel it working, and it activates your light body, your energy body. So I work with like tonics and elixirs and just all sorts of high vibrational goods and tools.
Well, I'll take some of that oil of gold if I can chase it with Penny's cake.
Yeah, exactly. She ate my cake.
Can you make an oil of gold cake?
I'm not kidding you. That was going to be my question. For real. I had this vision as you were wrapping up, you know, with her description of her website. I had this vision of having like a goddess, good witch gathering, and having this beautiful cake made by you. And perhaps it's infused with oil of gold or has these like alchemic ingredients.
That's the Tuesday cake I want.
And that's the actually word I use to describe lemon ginger passion is alchemal.
Ooh.
So just saying.
Something's happening in the studio right now. I think I love that. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to order some kind of like spiritual cake from the both of you coming up real soon. You've been in a lot of media, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about this.
Well, yes, it's so interesting, you know, as you continue on your life journey. Of course, the hindsight thing being 2020. So, yeah, I'll whittle the journey down. But I started in elite health and wellness. My dad was my distance running coach. I was a national champion runner, ran for Alabama. And I did become a Division I college coach. But I was like, I just don't feel like this is truly me. And then when I was living in Florida, I got my start in radio. A guy came into the gym I was trainer at, and he was like, you should be my co-host. So when people ask me how I got my start in media, I'm like, well, you know, there's no roadmap. A guy came into a gym. So, you know.
Yeah, no, mine was just as bizarre.
What is yours?
I got cancer. And then someone was like, you should be on radio. So, yeah.
And
it works out like that.
You truly have such, I'm sure you hear this all the time, but your voice was like made for broadcast.
Oh, thank you.
Uh-huh. Do people tell you that all the time?
Say that again.
Your voice was made for broadcast.
I've heard interesting things about my voice. I'm a native East Village New Yorker. Oh. And people have said, aren't you from California? You sound like CNN. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that
I don't know what that means.
Back when I did radio and people would meet me, they're like, whoa, you don't look anything like I thought. They thought that I was a shorter, blonde woman who maybe smoked a lot. And I don't know. It's like, well, we're okay.
Well, I look like someone who eats a lot of cake, I think. Yeah. This is perfect.
You mean everyone.
Yes. Yes. So you are on a lot of, I mean, I looked at your site and you're like, you've been on HBO, Oprah, all of this. And are you giving clairvoyant guidance over the air? And
yeah, it's been a whole range of things. So after radio, I did transition to television, and I was a national daytime television talk show host. And I love that, and I still work in television a lot. And then as my awakening happened, and I started to have all of my gifts come alive, and the realization, the connection back to me being a shaman, and that's why I'm here. Then all of a sudden, just very naturally, all these big brand partnerships to do live events would come about. So I work a lot with luxury hotels, whether it's the William Vale, Soho House, the Four Seasons, 11 Howard, you name it. And a lot of times when I partner and do live events, which are full on, you know, beautiful shamanic gatherings and journeys to meet animal totem and breath work and meditation and all of these power activations. Events, these hotels welcome me in, and a lot of times I will also partner with a magazine or another big brand, and it becomes this big cohesive joint partnership. So, yeah, and then the magazine stuff, Oprah writing me up, listing me as a top meditation to try, and Marie Claire, you know, writing the story about me and another shaman. It's just been a really fantastical, strange voyage.
Incredible. And you do one-on-one readings and everything, and that's yes. What we're going to do today.
Yeah.
We're going to take a lucky caller or two and then cool. Do my reading.
Love it.
I don't know if Penny's up for it. Let her think about it.
I'm open.
She's open.
I'm open.
All right, we're going to take a quick music break. This is a track by Cecilia Beck, Put Me on the Bonfire, and then we'll hear from our sponsor, and we'll be back.
No, I see it all. Well,
This program is brought to you by Chefs Collaborative, a national nonprofit network with a mission to inspire, educate, and celebrate chefs and food professionals building a better food system. Chefs Collaborative members work to make sustainable practices second nature for every chef in the United States. Chefs Collaborative was founded in 1993 by visionary chefs including Rick Bayless and Alice Waters, who acknowledged the influential role of food professionals on our food choices, our collective personal health, the vitality of cultures, and the integrity of the global environment. Chefs Collaborative believes that the greater culinary community can be a catalyst for positive change by expanding the market for good food and helping to preserve local farming and fishing communities. Change menus, change lives. Learn more about Chefs Collaborative at chefscollaborative.org.
We're back. Welcome back to Wedding Cake. We're here with Penny Stankiewicz from Sugar Couture and Rockstar Shaman. Alice and Charlie. Am I saying that right? Shaman Shaman.
Shaman Shaman, Shmoogan Shmoogan. You know.
Rockstar Shaman, Alice and Charles.
Yes.
So again, you know, we're going to be fielding some calls and I'm going to open myself up to a reading here. But tell us about your gift, about your clairvoyant, intuitive gift.
It's all very interesting still to me, and I think it forever always will be. The day of my awakening, there was a divine intervention moment that happened. Universe had had enough of what I was doing with my life in the 16-year relationship that was insane. And so I became clairaudient and clairvoyant that day as they were trying so desperately to communicate to me.
These are new words for Cynthia. Clairaudient?
Yes, I can hear mostly in my right ear. They come to me and talk to me in my right ear.
Oh my.
Yes. So that was very clear, like a person standing next to me, giving me instructions and guidance. And then in the days after my awakening, I was shell-shocked and they were showing me my life and everything, like movie. I see a lot of times when I'm talking to people, I get my hits a little off to the side. And so it's strange. I forget that I do that. And I have to explain to people a lot. Like, I'm right here with you, but I'm seeing things over here. I see pictures in my mind's eye and chakras and aura work. It's a lot of different gifts, very multidimensional.
I'm feeling very selfish. I feel like I should go first. David, should I go first or should we get a caller in first?
Well, we do have a caller on the line.
Okay. I think we need to. All right. I'll step aside for a second.
Well, it's up to you.
Okay. Caller. Hey, caller.
Hi, it's Cecilia.
This is Cecilia.
Yes.
Okay, this is cool. Cecilia actually did the track that we just listened to.
Oh, whoa, that's interesting.
Cecilia, she really wants to know about what's going on with her life. Well, first of all, let's talk about your track, Cecilia, Put Me on the Bonfire, because I think Allison will dig what it's about.
Yeah.
Well, Put Me on the Bonfire is a song about the witch huntings in the 1500s to the 1800s, and about how empowered spiritual women were, put down as heathens and chased around instead of being, appreciated for the powers that we have.
Whoa, so. I'm honestly about to cry. This is moving me so
I thought you would.
Deeply, like to beyond my soul, moving me. This is, oh my God, I could say so much. I'm going to shorten it and tighten it. But this lifetime, we're here during a time of global planetary awakening. And the fact, I just had an event last night at the William Vale, this morning at Soho House. And I shout this from the rooftops. I'm like, oh my gosh, thank you, universe. Thank you, God. Thank you that I'm allowed to be and my full power and my true authentic self and light, and to exclaim this and emit these energies so publicly. And I don't have to be shamed for it or burned for it or killed for it or raped for it, because for thousands of years, that is what happened to all of these magical divine creatures. Their gifts were feared and misunderstood. And oh my gosh, this is why
I have
I'm
to
here.
Say, this was not planned, actually. Cecilia just sent me the track just this morning. So
what?
That said,
I think
that Cecilia needs to be gifted her reading right now.
A song about the empowerment of women with spiritual power today, and just, you know, women and men in general, just those of us who would have been like famed as witches back then, how we're empowered and accepted and appreciated in another way today.
Okay, you guys, do your thing.
God bless it all.
God bless you, girl.
Oh, thank you. And after the show, I definitely need to learn from DJ Cherish the Love, like your contact information and who you are and
you'll
where you live. Okay. So let's see. Do you have, I'm just going to do a little rattling to get myself connected up a little bit more. 1 second. Mm-hmm. And do you have a particular category of life you would like for me to feel into, or would you love just general divine message that's flowing in and wants to go to you?
I'm really curious about just a general divine message, actually.
Okay. Okay, cool. So we'll go deeper with it, but there's always a first message that I get when I click and connect my light beam up to source. I track my divine light beam from the crown chakra, and I take it up until I feel it go king. And it's a very specific feeling. And that's when I'm with source, universe, God, whatever you want to call it. And they always send me an initial vision down the tube. And the first thing that came down was a frog. So I would advise you, your first piece of shaman homework is to look up frog animal totem and read about the properties, because frog, do you happen to know, have you ever done any journeying to meet your core power animal ever?
Do I know about what? I'm sorry, there's a little bit of a weird sound on the
Oh, okay. Call. No worries. Have you ever met your spirit animal before?
No, I have not.
Okay, so the frog coming down, it could be, we all have a main animal that's with us since birth, and then in different passages of our life, depending upon what we're going through, other animals come in to assist. So I would have you read up on frog and see why frog has entered into your life, but the frog wants to give you medicine and support on your journey. So you can meditate. Mm-hmm. When you meditate, you can ask the frog to come in and reveal any other messages. You can, you know, during dream time, you can ask the frog to give you any healing work that needs to be done. But frog was the first vision that came in. Let me see what else comes through for you. 1 second.
Interesting.
I just saw a full spectrum of a rainbow. And so this can mean different things. So we'll work our way to it and figure it out. The first hit that I got when I get the picture, and then I have to feel into it deeper and ask that picture or color, why are you revealing yourself to me? So with the rainbow, the first hit that I got around that was, are you currently in a place or in a state of readiness to continue to really grow and expand your gifts and start tapping into and utilizing the full spectrum of who you are? You know, there's more to discover about yourself, and you're also feeling a deeper readiness to just, like, no more messing around, no more, you know, procrastinating, like, no more holding back. It's time to really do this and, like, be the full spectrum creature that you are. Does that resonate at all?
What better time than now?
Really?
It's perfect timing.
I'm not even going to, you know, I am butting in, but I was going to say I'm not even going to butt in, but I am. Cecilia has been sending me lots of, let's do this, kind of like.
Oh, interesting.
Like in the past 2 days, like, right? It's like, so are we on Monday or not? Yeah, so I think I have to corroborate there and say yes.
Amazing. Yeah, so just keep that. They showed me that, and they're messaging through me to say this again to you to affirm, like, yes, sister, yes, queen, like that fire that you're feeling inside of you, like, follow its lead. You're burning more alive inside. Your gifts are coming more alive. They want to go out into the world more, and so just keep going forth. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
So I do have one question, actually.
Okay.
Now that this program is called Wedding Cake, I was just wondering if you could tell me a little bit about my love life.
All right. Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
The first picture that I got was, and again, we're going to have to work our way there, but I saw like an open field, like a pasture. And I was like, okay, pasture, what are you saying? And then I heard the word festival. So I don't know if, I have no idea if you're in a relationship right now or looking to be in one, but there, if you are looking to be in one, festival. I don't know if you can go to, whether it's Wanderlust or a concert or, but find what festivals are going on, you know, soon this summer, mm-hmm. and go to them. I think that there's something interesting that can happen at some festival. Are you in a relationship?
You know, we're in New York. Something's going on.
Interesting. Okay. Well, are you wanting to maybe be find someone where you can go a little bit deeper, though, and have something of substance?
I mean, sure. There are, like, some complications here and there with something that's going on. I'm, like, curious to see if you could see something about that without me saying too much, being too public about it.
Well, I can tap in again, but again, the festival thing like that, that was pretty loud and clear. So just okay. Make note of that. Let mm-hmm. me see. Let me see if anything else comes in. Okay. The thing I saw was like a canary. Canary birds are yellow, correct? Are canaries mm-hmm. yellow? Yeah. So then I just heard whoever you're with, they have to let you be in your full power. If this person that you're dating or talking to, like, they have to empower you and support you. So it's not going to be the right fit or the best fit or ideal fit if there's any sort of fear or nervousness around all the potent medicine that you are. So I'll just say that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Cecilia, thank you so much yes. for calling.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Great to meet you.
And so nice to meet you. Talk to you.
Yes. Blessings.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Talk to you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Now I'm feeling like really selfish. It's my turn.
Your turn. I know. I'm looking at the clock when during
don't look
hers
at the clock.
And,
don't worry.
And I was like, oh gosh, we've got to get.
My questions are very, very relationship specific.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to ask the question and then I'll tap in and feel, or do you? How do you want to? I can work it how you want.
Why don't you tap in and see what's bouncing off of me right now?
Okay.
Because I'm a mess.
That's why I want all the cake.
Cake makes you Penny. Happy.
There's a couple of things that first surfaced, and it was a horse that then morphed into a unicorn. So, horse and what, do you like unicorns?
Who doesn't like they're magical creatures? Who doesn't like?
Oh my god!
Unicorn?
If someone said I hate unicorns, I'd have to kick
there
them out of my.
There are people out there that don't really feel the unicorn.
I feel it. I have one hanging in my bathroom.
Okay. And then I heard the word freedom. So I don't know if. Hang on. I feel like it's threading in and tying into different facets of your life. I feel like it is kind of going into the health, physical part of it too. There's just this like internal overwhelming readiness and urge to be free again and to feel the freedom. Communicate with me. What
it's
is
so funny that you say freedom because that is like, I'm going to call it my problem, but it's not my problem. Mm. It has always been the challenge. Like, I value freedom, like, so much, and I've always ended up in relationship where my freedom became very threatening.
Mm.
So, you know, I do want to be married again. I was married in the past, and then I wanted freedom.
Oh, interesting.
So I'm like in this back and forth, you know. Penny, you said you've been married for some years. How many years was that?
Been married 14, but with him for 23.
Wow. See? So long. That's beautiful.
That sounds scary to me.
Mm. He's so. My best friend. That's the secret.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. You feel that you have freedom, like, but you're still
completely.
Married. Mm-hmm. So uh-huh. It's possible.
So you're sensing that I have that. That's really like the number one thing for me.
It's very interesting.
But I need to channel it in a way that actually attracts a partner who enjoys that freedom too.
Yes, and trusting.
Otherwise, I'll just be eating cake and not be having the ceremony.
And trusting yourself. Trusting. How much you have grown and evolved. And the courage and the bravery and the depths of the evolution and the connection up to divine. And you are not the same person. And this freedom that is your true core soul essence and medicine, that is you. And so, of course, it's going to rise to the top and it's going to be, you know, priority for you. But trusting in yourself, trusting and that what you're calling in and that will what will enter in will honor that freedom is you. So do you trust yourself that it is possible to find your way? Are you about committed relationships? Like, is that on? Because I know that's not everybody's cup of tea.
Oh, it's totally my cup of tea.
Okay. Yeah. So do you trust and believe that it's possible to have a committed, honoring, deep relationship, and at the same time, you can feel fully liberated and fully free?
No.
There you go.
No. But that's what I need to work on. And yes. I'm so glad you brought it to, it's like, I'm not just imagining it. This is like, I think that is so what I've been like vibing out.
Yeah.
But it's not a battle. It's not a war, but it's definitely something that I knew I had to reconcile that somehow.
Yes. Yeah. So these are the next steps for you, is getting to that root, getting to the core of that fear and rewriting the story, because that is a limiting story that's no longer serving your highest, greatest good.
Clearly not.
You're ready to transcend it. Otherwise, it wouldn't be rising to the surface and you wouldn't be ready to hear it if it wasn't time. So this is beautiful. Clarity. You know the pathway forward.
I love that so much. And it is obviously the time I'm so open to it so much that I work in the field. I surround myself with it all. And still that thing inside that didn't have words or definition for, which is that... I see it. I get it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be meditating on that for sure, because it's so interesting that that's what you brought up and not other things.
Yeah, I know. It was really clear. And the horse represents freedom. So, yeah.
And the unicorn, which represents...
just freaking magic. Like everything amazing in the world.
Okay. So that is really the thing that I know deep down inside also, in order to get to that next like level of healthy relationship, that is what I need to look at. Mm. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Yeah, it's been amazing to come on and do these readings live. Like, thank
Girl
you.
Saw right through me. I don't know, Penny. You scared?
No, not at all.
Mm. You want to ask her a question?
I don't
you
have a her? Question.
Carpe Shaman.
Hey, if we have time,
we have.
I would do the same thing. I would say, what's the message?
What surfaces? Let's see. Currently rattling and tapping back in. This is interesting. So I don't know much about leprechaun energy. I don't really know.
Is that a song?
That's
certainly
don't know
a band
much
name.
About leprechaun energy.
So I'm not sure the deeper meaning, but a leprechaun are really like quirky, funny, not fully mischievous, but like slightly mischievous, fun, lively leprechaun came in and he kind of did like a funny little look on his face and a funny little like dance. And then right next to that shifted in a pot of gold.
Hey,
why do I get a horse?
You got a unicorn.
I'm sorry. Okay, unicorn. I'm sorry. A pot of gold.
You guys, no fighting over the shamanic readings.
When I did the Harry Potter thing, I got a rat. Okay, so I'm much happier with.
Okay, let me not interrupt your
with pot of gold.
So that's interesting. I the pot of gold. I can feel into it in a second if I need to. But is there some sort of light at the end of the tunnel, or is there some thing that is entering in that feels like revitalizing, or some sort of pot of gold thing that's coming in?
I'm going through a very large transition.
Okay.
So, and phases of my business have changed pretty dramatically recently. So let's call it a good positive,
like, sign forward symbol. Yeah. Let me see. Hang on. If there's any other thing that wants to come in. Oh, that was beautiful. Okay. So tip, they really took me, it was almost like they took me to one of your past lives for a moment, but it was the nighttime and there were these, like, it was a beautiful, like, I love the nighttime. Do you like the nighttime?
The nighttime
is just so magical. And they dropped me into nighttime. And they showed me, like, this burgundy wine color and this deep, majestic, like, witchy purple color. And they were like, that is the time when her thing can be conjured. That is the time when her thing can come alive. So I don't know what spiritual practice you have. I don't know what methods you do. But the nighttime, and maybe they're urging you to at least one or two nights a week have some sacred time, either with yourself or you and your husband, where you take, like, some truly sacred moments to meditate together, to do self-care, self-love. But nighttime and your good witch magic and conjuring and manifesting, like, if there's anything that you want to manifest, do some sort of ceremony or honoring sacred time for that in the nighttime. That is when your potency is most alive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm going to gallop over.
You seem to get, like, such a kick out of that. That was interesting.
It was very, yeah. I do get a kick out of all of it, honestly, because I have to totally surrender. I mean, we're live on radio, and, like, what I do most of my work, it's 9 times out of 10, it's all lies. So I just have to trust. Talk about trust. And I'm always intrigued by what they send in. I'm like, oh, that's cool. That little leprechaun was, like, a funny little guy.
I'm going to gallop over to your place at 2 in the morning.
Absolutely.
We'll have some wine.
Yeah, lots of
there
wine.
There you go. There was a wine energy. There was.
I love that. Thank you so much, you guys, for being here.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. This was so fun. Thank you.
We'll come back and field more relationship calls and things like that.
Rattle some more.
Thank you, Penny, for your cake.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
It's fantastic.
Love to have people eat my cake.
I have to say, I pretend that I, you know, take it home and share it with people. So far, I haven't really shared it with anyone.
Well, can I have one more slice before I go?
You can, of course, have one more slice. We'll take selfies with it. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Please come back for more.
So everybody say love is love. Say love is love. Say love is love. Is love is love. And love makes us family.
Wedding Cake is produced by Heritage Radio Network, a nonprofit, member-supported radio station devoted to all things food. Help keep Heritage Radio Network alive by becoming a member today. Go to heritageradionetwork.org and click on the beating heart to donate. Do it now.
It shouldn't matter, no, 'cause love makes us family.
Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at @heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.
Fresh Pickings is a podcast by Heritage Radio Network presented by Bob's Red Mill. Love learning about food? Get more superfood for your brain with the featured podcast miniseries, Fresh Pickings. Go to bobsredmill.com/freshpickings.
What do linoleum, bed sheets, and nutritional supplements have in common? They're all made from flax. Flax is an amazingly versatile food and fiber crop. In fact, it's one of the oldest fiber crops in the world, known to have been cultivated in ancient Egypt and China. If it seems like flax is good for everything, that's because it is. Its Latin name is Usitatissimum, which means most useful. Welcome to Fresh Pickings. I'm your host, Kat Johnson, and today we're getting flaxy. On this episode, we're going to talk to Harry Rosenbloom, host of Feast Your Ears here on Heritage Radio Network, about all things flaxseed. Then, vegan low glycemic load blogger and chef Elizabeth Taylor, yeah, you heard right, will give us a recipe that puts flaxseed meal to good use. So stay tuned. You know, I don't think it's fair that cotton is called the fabric of our lives when flax is clearly the superior crop.
Flax? What the flax is that?
Okay, Jordan, flax is a plant that has all kinds of uses, including textiles. It's what they use to make linen.
Linen? That just makes me think of old hippies and high school English teachers.
Okay, that's fair. But cotton makes me think of sweaty gym shirts and tidy whities. I'd take a billowy pair of linen pants over that any day. Besides, Europe and North America depended on flax for vegetable-based cloth until the 19th century, and then cotton overtook it. Flax fibers are 2 times as strong as cotton fibers.
Okay, that's a good point. But is the flax that goes into pants and tablecloths the same as the flax that we eat in seedy bread?
I think so, but it sounds like I should probably call an expert to help sort that out.
While flax refers to the plant itself, it also refers to the unspun fibers of the plant. The species is known only as a cultivated plant and appears to have been domesticated from the wild species, Linum biene, called pale flax.
I'm talking with Harry Rosenbloom, host of Feast Your Ears here on Heritage Radio Network and co-owner of The Brooklyn Kitchen, an awesome cooking store in Williamsburg. So, Harry, what's the deal with eating flax?
Well, Kat, flax seed sprouts are edible, and they have a slightly spicy flavor. In northern India, flax seed, called tisi or alsi, is usually roasted, powdered, and then eaten with boiled rice and a little water and a little salt. It's also used in sabji curries.
Oh, I love curry. So are the seeds edible too, or just the sprouts?
Oh, the seeds are totally edible. But if you grind them first, it unlocks a lot of its health benefits. Flaxseed meal is much more readily digested than eating the whole seed. And although flaxseed meal contains all sorts of healthy components, primarily there are 3 of them that are important. Omega-3, essential fatty acids, lignans, and fiber. The omega-3 fatty acids are the good fats that have been shown to have heart-healthy effects. 2 tablespoons of flax meal offers 2,430 milligrams of omega-3s. Lignans have both plant estrogen and antioxidant qualities, and flaxseed contains almost 80 times as much lignin as any other plants. Flaxseed meal is also high in dietary fiber, which contains both soluble and insoluble fiber. It's a powerful, natural cholesterol controller.
That is a lot. So based on all of that, I am assuming that flaxseed meal must be huge in the health community.
It absolutely is. And we have people coming into the Brooklyn Kitchen talking about flaxseed and flaxseed oil all the time. Often they look like they're coming straight from yoga class. But they're not just jumping on the modern bandwagon. Flax is thought to have been cultivated in Babylon as early as 3000 BC. And in the 8th century, King Charlemagne believed so strongly in the health benefits of flaxseed that he passed laws requiring his subjects to consume it.
Wow, you know, I'm glad that we have separation of flax and state now.
Me too, although perhaps we should all be eating more flax. Experts today say that we, in fact, have research that backs Charlemagne's claims. So you don't have to eat it on its own. Flaxseed meal, like the one that Bob's Red Mill makes, is freshly milled and preserves natural oils and nutrients. You can add it to bread, pancakes, muffins, bars, cookies, all sorts of things. I like putting flaxseed on my oatmeal in the morning.
So one other question I have for you, what about flaxseed oil?
Well, I love flaxseed oil. It has a really great nutty flavor, and I love to put it on salads or put it into marinades, though my number one use for flaxseed oil is for seasoning cast iron cookware. It polymerizes, which creates that great nonstick surface that we all love about cast iron.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I think that settles it. Flax is a wonder ingredient that we all should have in our kitchen. Thanks, Harry. I'm here with my longtime friend, Elizabeth Taylor, who is an animal-loving vegan food blogger and not a diamond-laden actress. Elizabeth runs her blog, VLGL, a collection of vegan, low-glycemic load culinary creations. Elizabeth, can you tell us what vegan, low-glycemic load means?
Hi, Kat. Of course. Firstly, veganism is a lifestyle by which the practitioners avoid use of all animal products, particularly where food is concerned. Veganism is becoming increasingly well-known in this day and age. The glycemic load part is a little less mainstream. The glycemic load is a measure of how a food will affect the blood sugar of the person who eats it. Foods that have a high glycemic load are things like processed carbohydrates and sugary sweets. I personally practice a vegan, low glycemic load eating philosophy to avoid inflammation while staying true to my longtime plant-based lifestyle.
Great. So what is, on a day-to-day basis, what does your VLGL diet look like?
VLGL is a whole foods, plant-based way of cooking and eating that emphasizes non-starchy vegetables, whole fruits, nuts, legumes, seeds, and certain whole grains.
That sounds reasonable and delicious. So what recipe are you going to share with us?
Today I brought to you my go-to grain-free granola recipe. I have always loved a crunchy bowl of cereal in the morning, and while I love to watch my morning cartoons with an enormous bowl of Cocoa Puffs as a kid, my adult self is all about granola topped with fruit and plant-based milk. Unfortunately, even so-called healthy store-bought granolas are so loaded with sugar and grains that they tend to have a moderate or high glycemic load. So I like to make this grain-free granola for the taste sensation without the blood sugar spike.
That's great. Actually, can you develop a recipe for grain-free Cocoa Puffs next? But what makes your granola grain-free?
So no lie, I have actually been daydreaming about how to make VLGL Cocoa Puffs happen. But in the meantime, this granola is pretty fantastic. It incorporates shredded coconut and sliced almonds for crunch, cinnamon and nutmeg for that classic cozy flavor, a little agave nectar for sweetness and to form those classic granola clusters, and for some beneficial omega-3 fatty acids, walnuts, hemp hearts, and of course, ground flaxseed. It is delicious topped with berries and plant-based milk, particularly coconut or almond milk.
Thanks to Elizabeth Taylor for sharing her tips for using flaxseed meal. You can find her recipe for grain-free granola at bobsredmill.com/freshpickings. Well, that's just about everything you could possibly want to know about flaxseed meal. If you liked what you heard, be sure to check out our other episodes of Fresh Pickings and learn more about Bob's Red Mill's favorite ingredients, including some delicious recipes and great coupon offers, by going to bobsredmill.com/freshpickings. Bob's Red Mill believes in good food for all. For Heritage Radio Network, I'm your host, Kat Johnson. Thanks for joining us.